Hey, the Congressman Leo Ryan was given a choice on whether to make his ill-fated journey to Guyana, where Ryan and members of his party were massacred. John Bushnell heads the department's special task force on the shootings and subsequent mass suicide by nearly 400 members of the Radical People's Temple religious sect. Bushnell says Ryan was informed about certain perils in making a fact-finding trip to People's Temple Commune in Jonestown, Guyana, but Bushnell says Ryan was never advised against the journey. Exactly what Ryan was told is not clear at this point. However, Joe Holsinger, an aide to Ryan, says there was no warning of danger. Holsinger says the advice focused on the inadequacy of accommodations. Bushnell does say that Ryan was told there were armed guards at the People's Temple camp, it was difficult to reach, and there was no significant Guyanese law enforcement in the area. Among the dead found in Guyana is Reverend Jim Jones, who headed the sect. Jones was the founder of People's Temple and led more than 1,000 followers to the jungles of Guyana. Of those 1,000, nearly 400 are now known dead. The remaining 600, their whereabouts unknown at this time. Guyanese soldiers reportedly are searching the jungles near the Jonestown outpost in search of survivors. Mrs. Lena Hector of Los Angeles told KNX News Radio her daughter went to Guyana in August of 1977 along with her son-in-law. Since then, she says she's received glowing reports about her two granddaughters.
He writes me. We usually get a letter sometimes once a week or twice a week, sometimes every other week. But I always hear from her, and she was telling me how fine the babies are and how they're getting along. And I've seen the pictures of the babies on the screens like this, and they're so fine, and they're fat, and they are beautiful.
But now Mrs. Hector waits anxiously as news reports that tell of a mass suicide of hundreds of people in the jungle compound.
I can't believe it. I don't even know how to believe it. I don't even know what to believe anymore.
Lena Hector, a member of the Small People's Temple congregation in the Los Angeles area. Mike Tappa went to Burbank High School. When Greg Robinson attended the school, Tappa says the San Francisco Examiner photographer who was killed in the attack was a hardworking photojournalist in high school and college.
Whether it be it sports or something, you know, that was very important locally or even internationally, when they wanted someone and they wanted that good picture, someone that would go out and give everything he had, they called on Greg Robinson.
Mike Tappa, who was Robinson's college roommate and now is a local attorney. KNX News radio reporter John Goodman has more on the Guyana story.
A member of the Guyanan parliament says he has it from a very reliable source that the founder and leader of the People's Temple, Jim Jones, is among those who have committed suicide. Joe Ramson talked from Georgetown, Guyana this morning with Kathy Hunter, a freelance journalist in Ukiah. Mrs. Hunter went to Guyana earlier this year to do a story on the religious sect, and then spent 11 days under Guyana government protection after she quarreled with People's Temple aides. Mrs. Hunter says Ramson told her that police and soldiers found hundreds of others dead in Jonestown.
They found approximately 400 people dead of poisoning. Apparently they had been administered the pills or taken the pills. A number of people apparently fled into the jungle Saturday night. Originally, the number of people at Jonestown has been estimated from 1,000 to 1,200 people, and with only 400 bodies found, that leaves a lot of people somewhere.
Mrs. Hunter says American attorneys Mark Lane and Charles Gary, representing the People's Temple, are still among the missing. John Goodman, KNX News Radio.
Attorney Mark Lane, who did turn up a little later and was retained by the Reverend Jim Jones several months ago, went along with Ryan to Jonestown at the request of temple leaders. He was in the compound when Ryan was killed and when the mass suicides occurred. Lane says just before Ryan left for the airstrip, a would-be assailant tried to stab him, but Lane intervened and claimed Ryan told him he had saved the congressman's life. Lane says he knew at that time the situation was volatile because Jones was not mentally stable.
He was very disturbed during the entire period. I arrived there on Friday, and on Friday and Saturday he was very deeply disturbed.
Lane says he and attorney Charles Gary were in a different part of the compound when the mass suicides occurred. KNX News Radio time is 2:38. KNX News Radio time is 2:48. The high temperature so far today has been 64 degrees. The last year at this on this date, the high temperature downtown was 65 degrees, and the highest temperature ever recorded for this date was in 1954, when it was 88. Say, where would you go to see the greatest collection of stars in the world? Hollywood seems like a logical answer, right? Wrong. Las Vegas is the answer. Yes, fabulous Las Vegas is the answer on how to get away from it all. It's close by. It's convenient. Only 48 air minutes away or 5.5 hours by bus. It's inviting, with over 40,000 deluxe rooms and 37 convenient flights daily from Los Angeles. Yes, the Las Vegas Convention Authority invites you to enjoy the most fabulous fun spot in Western America. If you hurry, you can still see Kenny Rogers at the Golden Nugget, Juliet Krause at the Desert Inn, Tom Jones at Caesar's Palace, Conway Twitty at the Aladdin, Debbie Reynolds at the Riviera, Flip Wilson at the Sahara, and Red Fox at the Landmark. Las Vegas, it's spectacular, and still the best fun bargain in the country. And you can take advantage of the new low, low airfares. Check your travel agent now and join the fun in fabulous Las Vegas. KNX News Radio time is 2:49.
KNX News Radio update. The world, the nation.
Officials in Guyana say they found the body of the leader of the People's Temple among the hundreds of members of the sect who committed suicide. Members of the sect killed a California congressman and four other Americans in an ambush Saturday night. President Carter got a briefing today on the killings and mass suicides in Guyana, and a White House spokesman says Guyana has requested some unspecified aid. General Motors says it's recalling about 6,100 luxury cars because the automatic transmissions might not move properly into the park position. The recall involves 1977 model Cadillac Eldorados and Oldsmobile Toronados. Wall Street watchers say investors are getting encouragement from the steady improvement of the dollar, and today the New York market moved ahead. The Dow Jones average of 30 blue-chip stocks was up nearly 8 points. KNX News Radio 1070 time is 2:50.
Don't look for a food section with this Thursday's Los Angeles Times. It won't be there. Instead, you'll find a food section in today's, Monday's Times, and again in Friday's Times. Yes, this week only, the Times is publishing two special holiday issues of the food section to bring you more suggestions, recipes, and advertised values to help make your holiday entertaining easier, tastier, and less expensive. Today's, Monday's edition, spotlights the many good things that go with the traditional Thanksgiving turkey. There's even a cooking chart you can use to bring your turkey from the freezer to the table in style. The whole idea is to make the coming Thursday more fun for the family, guests, and the cook. And on Friday, the second special issue of the Times food section looks ahead to the other holidays and more traditional treats from the kitchen. Remember, you'll find it this week, two big food sections, today, Monday, and again on Friday. Two big food sections this week, and only with the Los Angeles Times.
KNX News Radio time is 2:51. That's time for KNX News Radio's entertainment editor, Hank Grant.
After a suspension of several days, talks have resumed today in negotiations for a new 3-year television commercials contract demanded jointly by the Screen Actors Guild and the American Federation of Television and Radio Artists. And both performers' union are now in a tough bargaining position because Screen Actors Guild members voted overwhelmingly over the weekend to give their union a strike sanction after members had given their sanction last week. Members of both unions have now been instructed to perform in commercials only on a day-to-day basis while negotiations are going on. Under the terms of a possible new contract with the Association of National Advertisers and the American Association of Advertising Agencies, the Performers Union is demanding a 26% wage hike. As of the moment, management is willing to raise current minimums only 10%. Not a strike, but a boycott of next year's annual Emmy Awards show has been threatened. ABC Sports has served notice on the Academy of Television Arts and Sciences that it will not participate in next year's awards for the best in television. The reason? Both chapters of the Academy in New York and Hollywood recently decided to separate sports categories from the Primetime Entertainment Awards. For the past few years, news and documentary programs have been satisfied to have a separate awards cast. But ABC Sports, which has won the lion's share of sports Emmys from the two rival networks for the past 10 years, says firmly it will not participate next year or any future year until sports awards are again included in primetime awards shows. The French film industry is today paying its last respects to venerable film star Claude Dauphine with a planned memorial service in Paris, France. Dauphine had died en route to a Paris hospital last Friday after collapsing from an intestinal occlusion. Dauphin was 75 years of age and had performed in over 100 movies on both sides of the Atlantic Ocean, one of his most memorable American films being The Quiet American. Hank Graham, KNX News Radio.
Shift into high and head for Montgomery Ward fast for the hottest automotive sale you'll see in a long time. Keep in mind, these are all savings off the regular price. For example, Ward's LED clock for in, on, or under the dashboard for $19.98, 42% off. 12-foot booster cables. You'll never be caught with a dead battery again. Only $9.97. That's half price. Ward's AM-FM stereo radio with cassette player for $109, a one-third saving. Stabilize your driving with Ward's Cruise Control for $69, a $25 saving. Floor jacks, speakers, battery charger, compressor pumps, fog lights. You gotta see for yourself the savings Ward's has for you through Tuesday. And tires, this one's a gem. 46% off Ward steel-belted Road Tamer radial tires. You heard me, a 46% saving on blemished radial tires at Montgomery Ward. And that means $25 to $46 off per tire. And Road Tamers are good. Two polyester cord radial plies, four rayon belts, and one steel belt and a super wide tread. At a whopping 46% saving. You can't beat it, so you might as well join me at Montgomery Ward's Auto Center. You hear?
KNX News Radio Update. The West, the Southland.
KNX News Radio, time is 2:54. A freelance journalist who had been in Guyana in May investigating a people's temple says the Guyanese government is stepping in to help cult members who may be lost in the jungle. KNX News Radio reporter Diane Cummings has joined me in News Central with details.
Reporter Kathy Hunter has talked with a Guyanese woman who befriended her during her stay. Pat Small is a member of the Women's Revolutionary Party in Guyana. Mrs. Hunter reports that Ms. Small says the Guyanese government is helping.
More than 400 of them are dead, and the other 600 are roaming around the jungle. And the Guyanese government is sending helicopters and soldiers and everybody in there to try to find them because they'll just die in that jungle.
Mrs. Hunter says those 600 people are probably starving and thirsty in a snake-filled jungle. She says they fled because they didn't want to carry out the death pact they signed. Mrs. Hunter has passed along another message from Mrs. Small.
She said the Guyanese people are horrified that nothing like that has ever happened in their country, and they just can't understand it, and everybody is extremely upset.
Mrs. Hunter had her own problems with the group. After her interview in Guyana, she was placed under protective custody and says fires were set three times in adjoining quarters. Since she's returned, Mrs. Hunter says she's been beaten three times. She says her attackers warned her not to write anything more about People's Temple. Diane Cummings, KNX News Radio.
And Diane's live-in-studio report brings our time to 2:56. Congressman Leo Ryan will receive a full naval burial Wednesday, according to tentative arrangements released by a spokesman for the Ryan family. Attorney George Corey says open funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at a church that is not expected to be named until later this evening. Burial with Navy colors will follow at Golden Gate Cemetery in Burlingame. The trip to Guyana and the center of an explosive controversy was Congressman Ryan's way of beginning a new political term, his fourth in the House. San Mateo County voters will be asked to choose a successor to the slain representative in a special election, which could take place in March or April. By law, Governor Brown must set a date for the new election within 2 weeks after Congress convenes, January 3rd. Plans for the Santa Monica Mountains recreational area have shifted into high gear. Bill Whalen, the superintendent of the project, says Southland residents will have the opportunity to comment on proposals.
There will be appropriated over a period of about 5 years, $155 million for land acquisition. And we will determine, after a plan is developed by a Citizens Advisory Commission, on a development ceiling for the area. There will be a 9-person Citizens Advisory Commission appointed by the Secretary of the Interior. Four of the members will be nominated by the governor of the state, the mayor of Los Angeles, and then the boards of supervisors of both Los Angeles and Ventura, with 5 at-large members. We're looking for an active 9-person commission that represents the makeup of the Los Angeles area, and look forward to working with them to develop the master plan for the park.
Whalen says special arrangements are going to be made to make the park available to inner-city residents, the handicapped, senior citizens, and others who possibly, because of financial reasons, have never visited a national park. Los Angeles officials are going ahead on a plan they say will mean more fun and games in the 4,000-acre Griffith Park. The City Recreation and Park Commissioners have okayed a plan aimed at not only beautifying the area and continuing current projects, but also making better use of parking space. It's 2:58 and time for Save-On's three great radio bargains, good for three big days through Wednesday at Save-On drugstores. Only $9.95 for the Oster smoke fire detector for your home. It's cordless with dual ionization for early detection and maximum safety. And healthy houseplants in 6-inch pots, only $2.99, makes a great gift for your Thanksgiving Day host, and you save $1 off on each plant today. And to make your Thanksgiving dinner easier, chiffon dinner-sized paper napkins, 60 to the pack, two packs only $0.88. You save 25% today at Save-On, open till 9:30 tonight.
Save-On, Save-On.
Shop these bargains. Oster smoke fire detector, only $9.95. Healthy house plants in 6-inch pots, only $2.99 each. And chiffon dinner size paper napkins, two packs of 60, each only $0.88 at Save-On, a great place to shop. Weather outlook for Los Angeles and vicinity, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain beginning around midnight. Rain likely tomorrow through Wednesday morning. Partly cloudy and locally windy Wednesday afternoon and cooler days. The overnight lows expected to be in the low 50s. High temperatures both days expected to be near 60. The chance of rain 20% tonight, 70% tomorrow and tomorrow night. And good air quality tomorrow in the South Coast Air Basin, according to the AQMD. Your dial is set at 1070. In the coming hour, you'll hear news as it's happening on KNX News Radio from Jake Jacobs. He'll be reporting on three major religions joining forces in a Thanksgiving effort to stem world hunger. LAPD Lieutenant Charles Kilgo outlining a department probe into reports additional People's Temple members may commit suicide. NBC sound technician Stephen Sung telling the story of how he survived the Georgetown, Guyana massacre. Attorney April Ferguson saying there's evidence the U.S. government was persecuting the People's Temple group. And Hank Grant Show Business Report, Newsbreak PM, and Gay McPhee's Record World. This is Walt Hoffman for KNX Los Angeles, Southern California's number one news station. Pete Rogers continues after CBS News covers the world at 3 o'clock.
CBS News. The body of American cult leader Jim Jones has reportedly been found with many others from the Guyana settlement, part of the mass suicide that came after members of the sect gunned down California Congressman Leo Ryan and four other Americans who were investigating reports of repression. I'm Stephanie Shelton, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The announcement came today from Guyanian government officials in New York, as Richard C. Hotlett reports.
Minister Christopher Nascimento of Guyana told reporters tonight that the Reverend James Jones, his wife, and their adopted son are dead, clearly identified among the 383 bodies found in the People's Temple. It is not known how they died. Nascimento, who is Minister of State in the office of Prime Minister Burnham, said the 383 dead include 163 women and 82 children. Some bodies bore bullet wounds, others, he said, showed no injury. Some 800 other members of the sect are still missing. A search by security forces is in progress. 12 survivors of the sect have been found, but it is not yet known what information they are able to provide about the tragedy. Nascimento said that until last weekend, Jones and the People's Temple had been model farmers doing useful work in agricultural development. They had good credentials, he said, and he showed copies, among others, of a friendly handwritten note to James Jones from Mrs. Rosalind Carter, thanking him for his comments on Cuba in April of last year. Richard C. Hartle at CBS News, New York.
Two lawyers who represented the Jones cult, Mark Lane and Charles Gary, accompanied the Ryan group to Guyana. Gary says all the theorizing that Jones felt threatened by Ryan's visit does not seem to explain adequately the murder of the congressman and the mass suicide.
Oh, I haven't got the slightest idea. It doesn't make any sense. There's no rhyme or reason for it. Congressman Ryan had been very, very laudatory and said some very cogent, very beautiful things about the project. And there's no reason in the world for anybody to be depressed, except that Jim Jones was depressed that some 14 people wanted to leave, and he felt that, that this was a failure of his mission.
The FBI in San Francisco is investigating threats that government officials here may be in danger from U.S. members of the fanatical cult. And in Los Angeles, a spokesman for the public prosecutor's office says Jones and two of his assistants have been under investigation for 7 months now for possible extortion and grand theft. More coming up.
Take your contact. Take it now.
Give your cold to contact.
Can your cold medicine fight the congestion, shrink the swollen membranes, help relieve the runny, sneezy, cloggy misery caused by every known cold virus? Contact can. Does your cold medicine have anything like 600 tiny time pills? Can it fight those virus symptoms up to 12 continuous hours all day while you work? Contact can. And at night, can you take your medicine at bedtime, get relief all night while you rest, then wake up tomorrow with that same medicine still working? Today's contact can do all that. All day while you work, all night while you rest, no matter what cold virus attacks. That's the wonder of contact.
Take your contact, take it now. Keep your cold to contact.
Contact. Take only as directed.
In an interview with French television, Egyptian President Sadat says flatly he will not sign a peace treaty with Israel unless it is linked to a specific date for the start of Palestinian self-rule in the West Bank and Gaza. And that concept is expected to be rejected tomorrow by the Israeli cabinet. Sadat also suggested another summit meeting between himself and Israeli Prime Minister Begin, anywhere but in Jerusalem. Begin has not commented directly on that yet. The House Assassination Committee, apparently trying to clear up various conspiracy theories about the murder of Martin Luther King, heard today from a former Memphis undercover policeman, Merrill McCullough, who was the first person to reach King after the shooting. McCullough, questioned for more than an hour, said it was just chance that he was on the scene. From the State Department, word that a study by Johns Hopkins University has found no evidence that microwaves directed at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow have caused any health problems for embassy employees. The microwave bombardment has gone on for several years, despite continuing U.S. protests. You're listening to news from CBS.
Pennzoil lubricants have been a tradition since America learned to drive. People who want the quality that's in the bright yellow Pennzoil can have learned the surest way to get it is to come right out and ask for it. By asking for Pennzoil, they make sure they're getting the motor oil with additive Z7. Z7 helps keep your engine clean and helps prevent rust, corrosion, and oxidation. And it contains special agents that fight wear. When you use Pennzoil with Z7, you don't have to buy any extra oil additive. That's how complete Pennzoil with Z7 is. So the next time you need motor oil for your car, be very specific and ask. Ask for the bright yellow can of Pennzoil with Z7. Just say, Pennzoil, please. You'll get the quality Americans have come to know and trust. After all, when your car is worth caring for, Pennzoil is worth asking for.
Stephanie Shelton, CBS News.
Look at the fire engine.
I kind of like this softball set. It's made out of foam.
Excuse me, would you like some help?
Yes, for our grandchildren. We're trying to figure out what toys to get.
Well, these are two of the year's top 25 toys as selected by Woman's Day magazine.
Oh, really?
The December 19th issue with the snow babies on the cover.
They also recommend this. It's adorable.
It's R2-D2 from Star Wars.
A machine washable version, no less.
Well, my daughter will appreciate that. Sounds like this new Woman's Day is a real help.
It's also got gift ideas for the grown-ups on your list, with 75 suggestions for $10 or less.
Ah.
Like a special spill-proof mug for commuters.
Sounds good.
You learn something new every Woman's Day. For a sack full of gift suggestions from Santa, get the December 19th Woman's Day with the snow babies on the cover. This issue also gives details on how you can enter our greatest gift contest, which offers $1,300 in prizes.
KNX News Radio, on the scene, on the move, in Southern California.
At 3:07, good afternoon. This is Beach Rogers for KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. Now the major stories in Los Angeles and the West on Monday, November 20th. People's Temple founder James Jones, who apparently led more than 300 founders to suicide, has been under official probe for 7 months in Los Angeles. People's Temple membership in Los Angeles dropped dramatically in the last year. A sister of one of the Jonestown cult residents knows the agony of waiting to learn the fate of relatives. The FBI is conferring with the government in Guyana in an effort to piece together more details of the bizarre happenings.
And from the KNX Weather Wire, mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of rain beginning around midnight in the metropolitan area. Rain likely tomorrow through Wednesday morning. Partly cloudy and locally windy tomorrow afternoon. Cooler days ahead, the overnight lows in the low 50s. The highs both days near 60, the chance of rain 20% tonight, and a 70% chance of rain falling on Tuesday and Tuesday night. Good air quality will continue in the South Coast Air Basin.
I don't care if you jog 5 miles a day or can bench press 200 pounds before breakfast. You're still not in the shape you were at 16. That's why the Levi's jeans that used to be so comfortable might not fit the same anymore. It's not just diet, either. It's physiology. Time and nature have rearranged the way your body is distributed. Let's stop a minute. Look, I love to wear Levi's jeans, but I'm bigger in the thighs than I was as a kid, and I like a little higher rise than I used to. So now I get Levi's for men. Like the name says, Levi's for men are cut to fit men. I buy my regular size, but I get just a skosh more room where I need it. Great-looking styles, too. There's traditional jeans and plenty of Levi's newer styles. And they're all as comfortable as the old days. Listen, I gotta run. But if you want to get back into Levi's jeans, try Levi's for men and get comfortable again.
KNX News Radio time, 3:09. The temperature in Hollywood is 61 degrees. The high so far today at Civic Center is 64 degrees. This morning's low was a comfortable 54.
Put as charitably as possible, the majority of the world's luxury sedans, while lacking nothing in the area of luxury, are considerably lacking in the area of performance. Therefore, if you are considering leasing an expensive sedan, we suggest you consider one you won't be bored with before its lease is up. The BMW 528i. While the BMW 528i provides all the luxury one could sanely require of an automobile, it also provides the one thing that makes an expensive car worth the money. Extraordinary performance. The same sort of extraordinary performance that has made BMW the choice of serious drivers throughout the world. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
If you'd like more information about the BMW leasing plans, phone your BMW dealer and he'll be happy to explain them in greater detail. The death of People's Temple founder, the Reverend James Jones, comes in the midst of an official investigation into the practices of Jones and two of his assistants. The Los Angeles District Attorney's Office says for the last 7 months it has been probing extortion and grand theft charges against Jones. An elderly couple, Mr. and Mrs. Wade Medlock, who are former members of the People's Temple in Los Angeles, filed a lawsuit June 6th in Superior Court. They claim Jones tried to defraud them by asking them to sell nearly $200,000 worth of real estate below market value and give him the proceeds. People's Temple had a membership of around 200 in the Los Angeles area up until a year ago, but since then it has dwindled to 10 or 20 people. KNX News Radio reporter Alex Sullivan has that story.
Negative publicity about the church apparently caused the drop-off. Still a member of People's Temple is Lena Hector. She told KNX News Radio her 23-year-old daughter and her husband, along with their 1 and 2-year-old daughters, went to Guyana in the summer of 1977.
Last August 1st, last year.
Had they written to you at all? Had you gotten any idea how they were doing?
Yes, in fact, the little girl, Isha, was so smart till they, instead of being in nursery, they put her in the preschool, kindergarten class, you know. And because she really is learning fast and she was learning different languages, you know, not only the our language, she's learning other languages.
Are you concerned about the well-being of your daughter and her husband?
I'm concerned about her getting home here. And I don't want to even think about anything else happened to her but that she's on her way home. And I want to know how soon can she get here? How soon can they tell us that where she is? And her two babies and her husband.
Lena Hector, hoping her daughter, son-in-law, and two grandchildren survive the massacre in Guyana. Alex Sullivan, KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio time, 3:12. A former member of the religious cult, People's Temple, is deeply concerned about her sister's fate in Guyana. KNX News Radio reporter Diane Cummings has more.
Diane Hawthorne's involvement with the religious group began about 6 years ago when she and her sister, Marianne Casanova, began attending meetings in the San Francisco Bay Area. Mrs. Hawthorne, now living in Los Angeles, describes Jim Jones as a dynamic, charismatic leader. She says she felt hypnotized when she was at the meetings. She says the meetings, formerly quite open, became secretive, and every time she attended, she was interrogated by six people, mostly about her political beliefs. She became disenchanted with the group, but says her sister became more involved. According to Mrs. Hawthorne, about a year ago, her sister disappeared, taking her four children and not telling anyone she was going to Guyana. Mrs. Hawthorne says after some time passed, Mrs. Casanova began sending letters to her mother. She says the first ones were written in an affectionate tone, but they became successively colder, and claims the last letter wasn't written by her sister at all, but by someone else. Mrs. Hawthorne says her sister reported in one letter her oldest son was doing well at electronics.
He's kind of a pet of Jim Jones. That's why my mother and I have feelings that I don't think Jim Jones would bring any harm to her children. She's very close to Jim Jones. Sometimes I kind of even wondered if she wasn't in love with him or mesmerized by his, I can't say. But, and sometimes I wondered if he wasn't having relations with some other women.
Mrs. Hawthorne believes there are more than 1,000 members of the cult in Guyana. She thinks 800 of them have fled to caves. Diane Cummings, KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio has learned that the FBI is sending a number of agents to Georgetown to establish liaison with government officials there and to determine if the agency may have jurisdiction in the case. Agents will also be interviewing possible witnesses to the shootings of Congressman Ryan and the NBC News employees. Some of those interviews will be conducted in Guyana and some here in the United States. Tomorrow morning, the FBI will be releasing information it has gathered so far in the investigation of the incident. KNX News Radio Time, 3:15, checking the world of sport. This is Beach Rogers with the latest from the KNX Sports Desk. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers got more bad news today from the doctor. Coach John McKay says the knee injury Ricky Bell received against Buffalo yesterday will keep Bell out of next week's game against Chicago and possibly for the season. The NFL New York Giants have fired their offensive coordinator, Bob Gibson. He is the coach who sent in the play in the closing seconds of yesterday's game against Philadelphia, which the Giants were leading. The runner fumbled. Philadelphia recovered and scored and won the game. Tonight, the Houston Oilers host the Miami Dolphins in the National Football League. Miami needs a win to stay in a first-place tie with New England in the AFC East. Houston needs a win to stay in the playoff picture in the AFC Central Division. KNX News Radio will broadcast that game beginning at 5:50 this evening. The attorney for Boston, Jim Rice, is talking with Red Sox officials today about a new contract for his client. The American League's most valuable player has 2 years left on his present pact, but wants more money. The latest weekly statistics in the National Basketball Association show George Gervin of San Antonio still leading in scoring. Gervin is averaging slightly over 30 points per game. Pepperdine University opens its basketball season this weekend in Alaska. KNX News Radio sports editor Barry Rode reports coach Gary Colson has assembled one of his better teams.
Last year's 7-19 record was nothing to write home about, but Coach Colson had injuries and youth to overcome. This season, he has 6'6 forward Ollie Mattson back from a year-long injury, plus senior center Ray Ellis, along with three tall junior college transfers and a host of speedy guards. Colson says he has even changed the entire style of play for the Waves.
We're trying to become the Duke of the West Coast. We are really getting the ball up and down the floor. What I call offensive pressure. We're just putting pressure on the defense by getting it up in a hurry after everything. Field goal made, free throw made, rebounds, anything. Even violations if we can get it out of the referee's hands in time.
And so, Colson opens in an 8-team tournament in Alaska this weekend. His first opponent, Indiana. As an ex-Hoosier, Colson figures that's fine. Win or lose, the game won't count toward the season's record because it's a preseason tournament. This is Barry Rode, KNX News Radio.
The long ball hitting third baseman of the Atlanta Braves, Bob Horner, has been voted National League Rookie of the Year. San Diego shortstop Ozzie Smith finished second in balloting by baseball writers, and Pittsburgh hurler Don Robinson was third.
Horner says the honor caps a tremendous year for him. He notes he also was named College Player of the Year at Arizona State, made it to the majors, and was married. Says Horner, it's a year I'll never forget. KNX News Radio time, 3:18.
KNX News Radio update, the world, the nation.
Guyanese authorities report that they found only one person alive in the Jonestown settlement of a fanatical American religious sect. They say more than 350 bodies were found in the aftermath of an apparently murder-suicide ritual. The Guyanese authorities say the leader of the sect, the Reverend Jim Jones, apparently led his followers in the death ritual. They say his body was found in the commune with those of his wife and child. Egyptian President Anwar Sadat said today that he would welcome another summit conference with Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin and President Carter to discuss the current difficulties in peace treaty talks. The chairman of the Federal Reserve Board urged economists and others to stop predicting that there will be a recession next year. G. William Miller said there should not be a recession in 1979, quote, unless we talk ourselves into it.
Get the edge. Come and try Alpha Beta.
How would you like to have the most beautiful Thanksgiving table ever?
Get the edge. Come and shop Alpha Beta.
Hi, I'm Alan Hamill. And this Thanksgiving, it's easy and inexpensive to set the most beautiful table you've ever had. All it takes is a centerpiece of fresh flowers from Alpha Beta. Our floral experts make them up fresh every day, so there'll be one waiting just for you when you come in. And that's not all. To beautify the rest of your home, choose from our tremendous selection of colorful 6-inch potted mums. They also make the perfect hostess gift if you're going to be dining out. Whatever your Thanksgiving plans, make them more beautiful this year with florist-quality flowers at Alpha Beta prices. And tell a friend.
KNX News Radio time, 3:20, the temperature in Hollywood, 62 degrees. Catch a rabbit and save a bundle at Volkswagen of downtown L.A. They're determined to retain their number one sales position, and they're giving you more for your Volkswagen dollar than ever before. Yes, L.A.'s volume Volkswagen dealer is going all out to keep their sales volume rolling. Buy or lease, you, the customer, reap the benefits. With discounts and savings you may never see again. For example, what prices have you been asked for a new rabbit? $4,500, $4,200? Volkswagen of downtown L.A. says come in, get all the facts and figures on why buying downtown makes more sense. Volkswagen of downtown L.A., your factory-authorized dealer, wants your business. Take them your best offer. You'll be glad you did. Volkswagen of downtown L.A. opens 7 days a week just off the Harbor Freeway on Figueroa and Washington in the heart of downtown Los Angeles. One of the giant six dealers. Call 748-7231. 748-7231. KNX News Radio time, 3:21. Time now for Gay McBee's Record World.
Ruckdom's disenchantment with the LAPD may be coming to an end now that former Chief Ed Davis has retired. Police Chief Daryl Gates is talking to Wolf and Rissmiller Productions about a giant rock weekend in Los Angeles early next year. Tentative plans include superstar groups like Aerosmith, 2 days of concerts at the Sports Arena and the Coliseum, and the kids being allowed to camp out on the grounds of Exposition Park. In the past, so many kids were busted for pot smoking at the Sports Arena, promoters have taken most of their L.A. area business to places outside the city like the Inglewood Forum, the Santa Monica Civic Auditorium, and the Long Beach Arena. What do you give your dad on his 90th birthday? How about Detroit? No, he's already got that. If you're Robert or Barry Gordy, you commission the top Motown songsmiths to write a song. Pam Sawyer and Marilyn McLeod wrote Pops, We Love You for the father of the Motown founder. Now he's not only 90, he's a 45 with Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, and Smokey Robinson each singing a chorus. The karma must be off in the music business this week. Disco star Grace Jones is performing in a toe-to-thigh cast from falling off a 20-foot scaffold in Fort Lauderdale. Rock singer Leif Garrett's in Hollywood Presbyterian Hospital with a form of pneumonia that may force the cancellation of his first American concert tour. Barry Manilow's suffering from a fractured ankle that he suffered on stage during his first Parisian concert. And Southside Johnny Lyon is recuperating from a fall he took on stage at the start of his West Coast tour with his band, the Asbury Jukes. Only 35 more days till Christmas, and the onslaught of new record releases is on, even if not with new artists. Elvis Presley and the Beatles haven't recorded in years, but you can buy their new albums for Christmas. RCA's putting out an Elvis picture disc with a different picture of the king on each side. It has 13 cuts, including two songs never before released. And Capitol Records is putting out a Beatles gift box of all 12 Beatle records. Plus, there's a 13th called Beatles Rarities with two songs that never appeared on an American album. The price? Oh, it's nothing really. A mere $132.98. Some people make fun of Dolly Parton's clothes, but don't try to part Parton from her finery. The former Southern farm girl was in Amsterdam last week on her way to Paris for the first time in her life when the airline wouldn't let her carry on her garment bag. Dolly solved the problem like any typical rock star would do. She bought another first-class seat for her clothes. Gay McBee, KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio Update. The West, the Southland. The new superintendent of the Santa Monica Mountains Recreational Area has met Los Angeles City officials. KNX News Radio reporter George Martin has the story.
The director of the National Park Service, Bill Whalen, introduced the new superintendent to the city council and then whisked him off to a meeting with Ventura County officials. He's Bob Chandler, a 22-year veteran of the Park Service whose last assignment was in St. Louis. He says he's excited about the possibilities of the area he'll administer.
I got into town Friday night and spent the better part of the weekend walking and driving over the area to kind of get a taste of what it is, and came away with a very good feeling that it's a magnificent natural resource that provides a lot of opportunities for a wide range of recreation, not only the people that want to escape to the mountains, but for a lot of active recreation as well. So,
what kind of active recreation, at least in your mind?
Well, the Act, for example, specifies that it'll be hiking trails and riding trails and equestrian trails, places to run, camping facilities, picnic areas, and that sort of thing. As you know, there is a limited amount of flat land, and that's one of the things that we'll need to look at very early on is the area that's suitable for group-type recreation and that sort of thing.
Chandler and Whalen emphasize that a major effort will be made to make the huge 40-mile-long recreation area available and useful to people who may never have visited a national park before, including inner-city residents, the handicapped, and senior citizens. From Los Angeles City Hall, George Martin, KNX News Radio.
Fly the White Cabin Airline, Northwest Orient. Get that good, comfortable feeling. White cabins in the sky.
Northwest isn't squeezing more seats into their wide cabin jets. So when you fly to Minneapolis-St. Paul, travel in wide cabin comfort aboard a roomy Northwest DC-10 or 747. Northwest has twice as many wide cabin nonstops to the Twin Cities as the other airline. En route, you'll enjoy superb Regal Imperial service. For reservations, call a travel agent or call Northwest.
Get that good, comfortable feeling. White cabins in the sky, fly the White Cabin Airline, Northwest Orient Airline.
KNX News Radio Time, 3:26. The temperature in Hollywood, 62. It's 63 at Civic Center, and the high downtown today was 64 degrees.
Now there's a whole new way to use your checking account at Security Pacific Bank. It's called Premier Service, and it combines a checking and a savings account, which allows us to pay 5% annual interest, compounded daily, on the same money you use for writing checks. In fact, 5% Premier Service at Security Pacific Bank may be worth more to you than a 5.25% savings and loan account. Our interest comparison chart will show you how. And Premier Service is free of monthly service charges if you keep a minimum balance of $2,000. A $500 deposit is required to open Premier Service. If you'd like to earn 5% interest on the same money you use for writing checks, ask about Premier Service. It's a whole new way to use your checking account at the bank you don't have to think about, Security Pacific Bank, Member FDIC.
In-flight maneuvers completed, the five components of the Pioneer Venus multiprobe spacecraft are on separate paths in their exploratory flight to Venus. The three weather probes of the spacecraft have been successfully dispersed in the last critical maneuver prior to an early December descent to the surface of the veiled planet. In Mountain View, near San Jose, NASA's Pete Waller says the Pioneer Venus mission will garner more data than a similar Soviet effort.
The Russians made some measurements of the atmosphere with their lander, but this has more and more sophisticated instruments, and certainly by measuring it with five craft, that's a great deal more.
NASA's Pete Waller. The Russians are coming, or are they? Some people near Paradise Cove may be confused. A freighter dressed up to look like a Russian military ship is being torpedoed. But the maneuver is more Hollywood than military. Coast Guard spokesman Ed Swift says the mock battle is going on tape as part of a film called Avalanche Express.
What was supposed to happen was they had the large freighter, which supposedly is a Russian one, so it has its Russian markings, and a like torpedo boat would make a few passes at it, and it would eventually hit it with two torpedoes, which would be causing explosions on board the freighter. And in the script, it sinks at the end.
Swift says boating traffic is advised to stay out of the area until filming concludes this week. KNX News Radio Time, 3:29. The World Health Organization contends there would be far less infant-related disease if there were more breastfeeding mothers. The Southern California Interfaith Hunger Coalition is of the same mind and held a news conference to discuss breastfeeding. Dr. Derek Jellife, professor of pediatrics at UCLA, was on hand to discuss moves to increase breastfeeding.
In the U.S. and in various countries in Europe, various attempts have been made to draw attention to this subject, and particularly to draw attention to the fact that there is a great need to alter the promotional and advertising practices where they are inappropriate, indeed harmful and unethical.
Dr. Derek Jellif. This is Beach Rogers in KNX News Central at 3:30.
KNX News Radio Dateline. Here, there, everywhere.
Georgetown, Guyana. Government soldiers find the body of Jim Jones, leader of the People's Temple, among hundreds of other bodies following a mass murder-suicide. Los Angeles. The LAPD is trying to head off additional suicides by Southland members of the People's Temple. Memphis. Attorney April Ferguson says her ties with People's Temple show a U.S. government campaign aimed against the group. New York. Ladies' Home Journal reports the late Senator Joseph McCarthy was a drug addict with morphine supplied by the government. Los Angeles, Catholic, Protestant, and Jewish leaders are mobilizing for a mass Thanksgiving drive to ease world hunger. Washington, the Ralph Nader Organization claims there is widespread exposure around the country of school children to cancer-causing asbestos. Details on those and other stories coming up on KNX News Radio, your 50,000-watt news voice for Southern California. At 3:31, that's the sound of KNX News live and direct.
Bail has been substantially reduced for the man accused of pulling off the largest bank theft in U.S. history. This is John Goodman at the Los Angeles Civic Center. Considering $4 million bail high under the circumstances, federal court judge Matt Byrne reduced the sum to $200,000 for Stanley Rifkin, who allegedly made off with $10.2 million from Security Pacific National Bank last month. Despite the U.S. attorney's plea, Rifkin had a substantial incentive to flee. Judge Byrne, in noting the stolen money had been recovered, pointed out that Rifkin's financial condition didn't warrant flight. If he is released, Rifkin must live with his parents, report daily, forfeit his passport, not possess any unrestricted checking accounts, and give up all credit cards. The 32-year-old computer consultant pleaded not guilty to entering a bank to commit a felony, fraud by wire, interstate transportation of stolen property, and smuggling goods into the United States. The San Fernando Valley man allegedly manipulated the bank funds into his own account in New York City, subsequently on to Zurich, where most of the money was used to purchase diamonds, which the FBI says were recovered when Rifkin was arrested near San Diego earlier this month. John Goodman, KNX News Radio.
Whether it's 6 o'clock in California,
Virginia, or 9 o'clock in New York City. Seth Thomas will inform you exactly what the time might be.
Yes, Seth Thomas brings you an exciting new selection of decorator wall clocks to choose from. Traditionals, Mediterranean, early American, and contemporary designs. You'll be thrilled by their variety and their quality. Exciting beauty to light up every room with new interest, new decorator charm. Take time now to see the beautiful new Seth Thomas wall clock collection. There's a Seth Thomas ticking for you now at Hinshaw's Time Shop in Arcadia and Whittier. That's Hinshaw's.
Keeps America ticking.
A Tally Industries company.
KNX News Radio Time, 3:33. The weather outlook for the Southland, mostly cloudy in the north and west portion tonight and increasing clouds in the southern desert. Occasional rain beginning northwest and spreading over the north and west portions tomorrow. Decreasing clouds Wednesday with scattered showers mainly near the mountains and cooler. That means an overnight low in the low 50s in the metropolitan Los Angeles area and a high both tomorrow and Wednesday near 60 degrees. The chance of rain put it at 20% tonight and 70% tomorrow and tomorrow night. The air quality will remain good in the South Coast Air Basin.
Smog. It's a dirty word and a big problem that won't go away. It takes hard-earned dollars out of your pocket and keeps government bureaucracy busy. Starting Tuesday, Russ Nichols gives Eyewitness News hard facts that cut through the smokescreen and hit home where you live. The air you breathe may cost you your life. So the way we look at it, you can't afford not to. Smog, the quiet killer. The first real report that speaks up to clear the air. Starting Tuesday night at 6 on Channel 7.
You can be feeling better and better and better and better, 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 better.
If you watch Dr. Arguline's Guide to Feeling Better on Channel 7.
Much of the way we feel, good or bad, is learned. If you know how, you can control the way you feel. In fact, in just a few minutes a day, most of us can learn to be happier for the rest of our lives. Watch, and we'll help you learn all about feeling better and better and better and better.
Tonight and all this week, watch Channel 7's Eyewitness News at 5 or 11 p.m.
You can be feeling better and better and better and better.
The government of Guyana announced today that the Reverend Jim Jones, leader of the People's Temple, was among the more than 350 religious cult members who died in a mass suicide murder pact at their commune in the South American jungles this weekend. The bodies of the cult leader, his wife, and their son were among those shot or poisoned. The government spokesman said he did not know whether the Joneses were shot or took poison. He said only one person was found alive in the settlement. Lieutenant Charles Kilgo told KNX News Radio Los Angeles police are following up reports that domestic followers of Reverend Jones may consider suicide.
We're also looking into another bit of information that they had some plan to possibly kidnap or coerce or injure public officials to emphasize their plight. We can't verify that at this point in time. However, all the intelligence community, federal, state, and local, are looking into this matter.
Lieutenant Charles Kilgo of the LAPD Public Disorder and Intelligence Division. Stephen Sung, an NBC sound technician from Pasadena, is recovering from arm and shoulder wounds at Andrews Air Force Base Hospital in Maryland. Sung says he's positive the gunman had specific targets.
The person who shot us didn't say one word or give any warning whatsoever. They strictly try to kill us. And they know exactly who to kill, by the way. They left our orders, order American official, they didn't shoot him. They purposely shot down Harris and a congressman, for sure. And the cameraman and me, they tried to kill me, for sure. So that's my impression, because a lot of the people, they just wave them aside. They systematically shoot us.
NBC sound technician Stephen Sung, a colleague of Mark Lane, says the attorney was retained by Reverend Jones a couple of months ago to help the People's Temple in the event of a congressional probe of the organization. In Memphis, attorney April Ferguson says Jones was very concerned about Congressman Ryan's trip to Guyana. Ms. Ferguson tells KNX News Radio Lane had apparently received evidence that the government was persecuting the temple.
They had told him that they suspected that the government was using COINTEL methods against them. you know, spy activities against the church. They had that feeling. And Mark was trying to investigate and find out if that was true. And I think that he was trying to tell the congressman that, you know, if that was true, he was going to bring it out in the open.
Ms. Ferguson adds that Lane had been to Jonestown, one other time and came away very impressed with what he saw.
If you had to choose, which would you rather save, time, energy, or money? Now Sears helps you save time, energy, and money with Sears Multipower Microwave Oven. On sale for just $299.95, you save $90. And Sears Multipower Kenmore Microwave Oven cooks faster than conventional ovens and uses less energy. Solid-state control lets you keep food warm, simmer, defrost, or fast cook. And at $299.95, you save a solid $90. Sale ends December 2nd. And for another solid as Sears saving, it's the Kenmore 15.1 cubic foot all frostless refrigerator. On sale for just $429.95. That's a saving of $40. Features include adjustable shelves, twin crispers, meat pan, and it's all frostless, which means no messy defrosting. And best of all, the Kenmore 15.1 cubic foot frostless refrigerator is on sale now for only $429.95. You save $40 at Sears stores in Los Angeles and Orange County. Sale ends November 25th. Sears services what it sells nationwide.
KNX News Radio time, 3:39. The temperature in Hollywood continues to slip. It's back to 61 degrees now. International Airport reporting 61 also. And in Burbank, partly cloudy and 63 degrees. Talk about being driven. If you want to drive the best buy in town on a Datsun, go into downtown L.A. Datsun. They're going all out to be number one in Datsun sales. They know the only way to achieve this sales goal is to give you more for your Datsun dollar. And that's just what they're doing. F-10s, B-210s, 280Zs, 810s, pickups, whatever you're looking for, buy or lease, they're driven to save you more. For example, what rates have you been offered to lease a 280Z? $187 a month, $147, $109 a month? Downtown L.A. Datsun says, come in, get all the facts and figures on why buying and leasing downtown makes more sense. Downtown L.A. Datsun, your factory authorized dealer, says, we want your business. Bring us your best offer. You'll be glad you did. Downtown L.A. Datsun, open 7 days a week just off the Harbor Freeway on Figueroa at Venice in downtown Los Angeles. One of the giant six dealers. Call 748-8951. 748-8951. In its latest edition, Ladies' Home Journal claims the late Senator Joseph McCarthy was addicted to morphine, and it says his drugs were supplied by the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. The magazine says the former head of the Bureau, Harry Anslinger, authorized a Washington drugstore to fill morphine prescriptions for McCarthy. The article says the move was justified by federal officials in two ways. One was because of McCarthy's importance and the need to protect him from threats or blackmail. The second reason was because disclosure of addiction would cause a damaging scandal. The nation's three major religious faiths coalesce to respond to world hunger. KNX News Radio reporter Jake Jacobs has the story.
The Protestant World Church Service, Catholic Relief Services, and the American Jewish Joint Distribution Committee have come together to form the Thanksgiving Hunger Fund. Quoting figures from a piece of paper, entertainer Steve Allen said that between 460 and 700 million people on this planet are chronically hungry. Governments, as well as large international agencies, do what they can, he said, but that their projects are large and impersonal.
What is needed now, and what the Thanksgiving Hunger Fund hopes to make some contribution to, is attention to the smaller projects, forming cooperatives among poor farmers, digging wells, providing a village with one wagon to help transport crops, construction of storage bins. And this, of course, in turn requires the presence of people, helpful people, knowledgeable people, on the scene. We have it easy. We make speeches, or we send a check, or we pose for a picture. But the really heroic people are those who are out in the fields doing this necessary work. They can show the farmers new methods, plant one row a new way, tend it a new way, and they can see the comparison. And that example is very instructive in these areas.
There is no national dollar goal for the Thanksgiving Hunger Fund. It is open-ended. Actor Dennis Weaver suggested that families put a bowl on the table and throw in a little something every time the family sits down to eat. Also at the news conference were actress Marcia Hunt and actor Robert Young, comedian Bob Hope and his wife Dolores are national chairpersons of the Thanksgiving Hunger Fund, whose address is Post Office Box 1983, Chicago, Illinois, 60690. Jake Jacobs, KNX News Radio.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader has made a disturbing disclosure. Speaking in Washington, Nader says children around the country have been exposed to cancer-causing asbestos materials in their classrooms. Nader says spot inspections show many school buildings were partially constructed with asbestos material. Nader is calling on parents to launch a drive to force the asbestos industry to disclose all schools where asbestos materials have been used.
Don't look for a food section with this Thursday's Los Angeles Times. It won't be there. Instead, you'll find a food section in today's, Monday's Times, and again in Friday's Times. Yes, this week only, the Times is publishing two special holiday issues of the food section to bring you more suggestions, recipes, and advertised values to help make your holiday entertaining easier, tastier, and less expensive. Today's Monday's edition spotlights the many good things that go with the traditional Thanksgiving turkey. There's even a cooking chart you can use to bring your turkey from the freezer to the table in style. The whole idea is to make the coming Thursday more fun for the family, guests, and the cook. And on Friday, the second special issue of the Times food section looks ahead to the other holidays and more traditional treats from the kitchen. Remember, you'll find it this week, two big food sections, today, Monday, and again on Friday. Two big food sections this week, and only with the Los Angeles Times.
KNX News Radio Time, 3:44, checking the world of sports. Slugger Bob Horner of the Atlanta Braves has been selected as National League Rookie of the Year. San Diego shortstop Ozzie Smith was second, and pitcher Don Robinson of Pittsburgh was third. Philadelphia Eagles coach Dick Vermeil admitted today that his club got a very lucky break to defeat the New York Giants yesterday, but he said the Eagles are not embarrassed about winning. The Eagles got the winning touchdown with 20 seconds left because of a bobbled handoff in the Giants' backfield, a play that cost Giants offensive coordinator Bob Gibson his job today. Miami, the highest-scoring team in the National Football League. In Houston, a club with the number one defense in the American Conference, square off tonight in the Houston Astrodome at the Houston Astrodome, and you'll be able to hear all the action right here on KNX News Radio beginning at 5:50 this evening. That's here at 1070 on your dial. KNX News Radio Time, 3:45. That's time for a look at the world of show business. Here's KNX News Radio entertainment editor Hank Grant, who's also a columnist critic for The Hollywood Reporter.
Singer-actress Diana Ross hasn't had any time for concert appearances this year because of her movie action, particularly because of the more than 8 months she spent for her starring role in the currently released movie version of the musical The Wiz. In fact, it appears she wouldn't even play Las Vegas this year at all. But she sneaked in under the wire. Her only Las Vegas appearance for this year will begin November the 30th for 2 weeks at Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. But now it appears certain she won't have time for live performances next year as well. She has just been signed to star in two forthcoming movies, one with Ryan O'Neill in a film titled Bodyguard, and the other with Nick Nolte as her leading man in a movie to follow titled Tough Customer. The last surviving member of the Marx Brothers, Zeppo Marx, has lost a suit in Riverside where a county jury awarded over $20,000 in damages to a woman who claimed he'd beaten her up 5 years ago. Jean Boudel, 37 years of age, had charged Marx with beating her on the head and face and pulling her hair in the driveway of the Tamarisk Country Club in Palm Springs. Marx claimed it was only a pushing incident when she allegedly tried to leave with his house key and his credit card. In New York City, Sid Vicious, a leader of the disbanded British punk rock group The Sex Pistols, has now been indicted in the stabbing death of his live-in girlfriend, Nancy Spungen. As handed down by a Manhattan grand jury, the indictment charges Vicious with stabbing his girlfriend to death last October the 14th in a New York hotel room they shared. Vicious, whose real name is John Simon Ritchie, will now appear in New York court tomorrow to enter a plea to the indictment. Earlier this month, it had been reported that Vicious was rushed to a New York hospital after allegedly attempting to commit suicide. Hank Graff, KNX News Radio.
Daytime television can be a little boring. It all depends on how you look at it. Look at it this way. Turn on Channel 2 weekdays at 3 for an afternoon of fun with Concentration, America's all-time favorite picture puzzle word game. And Let's Make a Deal, the fascinating, unpredictable trading place for wheelers and dealers. Then match wits with some of your favorite stars on the exciting Match Game, a terrific way to spend an afternoon. Watch Concentration weekdays at 3, followed by Let's Make a Deal at 3:30 and Match Game at 4 on Channel 2. Things are looking up.
KNX News Radio time, 3:47. The temperature at Civic Center, 63 degrees. The relative humidity is now up to 68%.
People call me Werner, the auto doctor, because when they need their sports cars fixed, they come to a specialist like me. It is a good job, but there's no retirement plan here. So I went to see a specialist at Santa Barbara Savings.
Good you came to see us, Mr. Klein. Now, if you put $1,500 a year into this tax-deferred retirement plan, you'll have over $120,000 in 26 years. And over $50,000 will come from the tax break you get.
That much, huh?
Right. That's because you don't pay income taxes on the money you put in or the interest it earns until you retire. And then you'll pay taxes on the money only as you withdraw it. But you'll probably be in a much lower tax bracket.
Wunderbar. I am glad I qualify.
A lot of people do and don't even know it. If you have no retirement plan where you work, come talk to the retirement specialists at Santa Barbara Savings.
Six offices at Orange County, including Huntington Beach, South Laguna, and San Clemente. KNX News Radio time, 3:48.
KNX News Radio update. The world, the nation.
The Guyanese government has confirmed the deaths of the Reverend Jim Jones, head of the fanatical California religious sect, his family, and hundreds of his American disciples. The Guyana Information Minister says more than 350 persons died in a mass suicide murder ritual that followed the ambush murder of a U.S. congressman and four other Americans. There's a search for as many as 800 other cult members missing from the jungle commune. The Carter administration reacted coolly but did not shut the door to a suggestion by Egyptian President Sadat that another three-way top-level summit be held to break the deadlock in the Egyptian-Israeli peace talks. The Social Democratic Party of Willy Brandt said today the former West German chancellor has suffered a mild heart attack. He's been hospitalized since last week. A party spokesman says there's no cause for concern. The British tanker Cavendish sailed out of Los Angeles Harbor today after offloading 11.5 million gallons of liquefied natural gas over the weekend. Arrival of the Cavendish Friday set off a series of stringent security measures and spurred much discussion as to safety requirements for handling the highly pressurized fuel. However, offloading of the vessel was accomplished without incident. The Cavendish is bound for Aruba, West Indies, where she will pick up a load of ammonia. The temperature in Hollywood holding now at 61 degrees. The high downtown today was 64 degrees. This morning's low, 54. KNX News Radio time, 3:50. Only one Los Angeles radio station has the worldwide coverage of CBS News. KNX is the one. Newsbreak PM.
We heard people running through the brush, screaming. We also heard, about the time we heard people running, we heard maybe 15 or 20 shots.
Attorney Mark Lane, a lawyer for the People's Temple cult of Reverend Jim Jones, describing the beginning of a tragic suicide ritual which has left hundreds dead in Guyana. I'm Christopher Glenn, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. More details of this new gruesome addition to the murders of Congressman Leo Ryan and four others in a minute.
Take your contact. Take it now. Give your cold to contact.
Before you choose a cold medicine, you should know no cold tablet, no cold liquid has found the way to give you the complete 12-hour per dose relief contact gives.
Give your cold to contact.
Only contact. And it's 600 tiny time pills to help relieve the dripping and sneezing. Help relieve all your congestive symptoms all day, all night. No matter what cold virus attacks.
Give your cold to contact. Take your contact.
Think of the difference that contact can make for you. Relief all day while you work, all night while you rest. That's the wonder of contact.
Give your cold to contact.
Contact. Take only as directed.
A
Attorney Mark Lane, as a lawyer for the Jim Jones sect, had gone to the cult's agricultural settlement in Guyana in advance of the late Congressman Ryan's fact-finding mission there, a mission which ended in Ryan's murder Saturday. Lane and another attorney were sent away when Reverend Jim Jones made the decision to ask his followers to die, but Lane heard the awful words on the camp's public address system.
When they came close to the moment of the mass suicide, so to speak, although I'm not sure it was much more of a suicide than Neil was, a large number of young men, perhaps 8 to 10, came running down the hill, and it went into a guardhouse. And in that guardhouse, there were many, many weapons, because I saw them carrying out weapons, semi-automatic weapons, they appeared to be. One man had three, and they rushed up the hill to assist in what's been called a mass suicide.
And Mark Lane recounts Jones's plea to his followers to join in the suicide ritual.
Jim Jones came on and said there was great dignity in dying, and it was a great protest and a great demonstration for everyone to die. And the very end of that was his finally coming back on and saying, "Mother, mother, 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 mother." And then that was the last I heard from him. I had heard Jones say, "Mother, mother, mother, mother." And then I heard small arms fire. I would guess I heard 80 to 90 shots fired.
Those shots may have been for those who were reluctant to die at their own hands. Lane says he heard that the commune's doctor and nurse had taken a tub of poison to the auditorium where cult members had gathered. Jones himself may have drunk from that bitter cup. Guyanese officials say his body and those of his wife and child were among the hundreds in the compound. And now this message.
Believe me, Tony Randall, I know how bored you are with Thanksgiving commercials, but we must talk turkey about wine, specifically Matus Rosé. Everything about Matus delights the senses, the graceful shape of the bottle, the fragrant bouquet, the beautiful taste that's not too sweet, not too dry. This year, celebrate your bird with style with imported Matus Rosé. Now that we've got that squared away, I won't be bothering you again till Christmas.
Matus Rosé, imported by Dreyfus Ashby & Company, New York, New York.
Newsbreak PM, November 20th, 1978. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
KNX News Radio Update. The West, the Southland.
There's an I told you so in the bizarre tragedy that resulted in the apparent suicide of more than 300 members of the People's Temple in Jonestown, Guyana. In an interview with the San Diego Tribune, religious deprogrammer Ted Patrick says he has warned for years it would take disaster to spur government to act against religious cults. Patrick accuses cults of mental kidnapping, but he has been unsuccessful in winning legislation against them. KNX News Radio Time, 3:54. From San Francisco comes word that some groups are claiming their appeals to the State Department concerning the People's Temple were ignored. KNX News Radio correspondent Richard Hart has that story.
Two San Francisco attorneys representing ex-members of the People's Temple have joined San Francisco Supervisor Quentin Coffin suggesting that the State Department sat on information regarding citizens possibly held against their will in Guyana. Attorneys for Debbie Blakey and Grace Stone say they gave affidavits to the State Department in June of this year detailing a mass suicide such as took place Sunday, but that the State Department never even replied to their concern. Further, they allege that the State Department never responded to complaints alleging kidnapping made a year ago, only to say that it was out of their jurisdiction. And finally, San Francisco Congressman Phil Burton's office says that the State Department never answered to the congressman's satisfaction constituents' complaints. Burton represents San Francisco in his district. Burton's San Francisco aide, Doris Thomas, confirms that at least a dozen such cases were referred to the State Department in the last year, but that in each case, the State Department pled it was out of its hands.
That was KNX News Radio correspondent Richard Hart in San Francisco. San Francisco police are keeping a careful eye on the People's Temple headquarters in that city. Mayor George Moscone says there are two reasons for this.
That ongoing surveillance will take place both for the purposes of trying to prevent any havoc by members within it that might be stimulated by this terrifying news of the mass suicides, and also because counter-violence has been stimulated and there has to be no violence.
psychiatric evaluation of the accused Alphabet bomber. And Jerry Laird will be along with the business news final. Rich Murata's sports, Walter Cronkite reporting, and weather and traffic updates from Bill Keene. Speaking of the weather, it looks like rain's on the way, a 70% chance of moisture falling tomorrow and tomorrow night in Southern California. This is Beach Rogers for KNX Los Angeles, Southern California's number one news station. Now, CBS News covers the world at 4 o'clock.
CBS News. The United States is preparing to send military aircraft to Guyana to return the bodies of several hundred Americans who died in Saturday's bizarre events at a jungle commune. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The mass suicide murder ritual has left 383 Americans dead, according to the government of Guyana. Officials said 600 to 800 members of the People's Temple Commune are missing. Efforts are underway to return the bodies of those who died. Ike Pappas reports from the Pentagon.
The Pentagon has alerted two units in the United States to prepare to go to Guyana to help retrieve the bodies of hundreds of members of the People's Temple sect from the jungle commune they call their home. A helicopter medical evacuation company from Fort Benning, Georgia, plus a medical support team from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, were told to prepare to go to Guyana. With them will be at least a dozen helicopters, which will be partly dismantled and put aboard giant Air Force cargo planes. A total of about 150 to 175 Americans will be involved in the airlift effort. Except for military pistols for personal defense, they will be unarmed. The United States is also sending blankets, sleeping bags, sea rations, water, and other humanitarian assistance to the Guyanan government to assist in the evacuation. Meanwhile, it was announced that an Air Force C-141 is due to land at Charleston, South Carolina Air Force Base tonight with the bodies of Congressman Ryan and the others killed in the People's Temple ambush. The plane will refuel at the air base and then go on to California. Ike Pappas, CBS News, the Pentagon.
Representative Leo Ryan, Democrat of California, and four other Americans were shot to death as they were preparing to fly out of the commune with 16 defectors. The more than 300 members of the commune reportedly died by drinking poison or were shot in a murder-suicide ritual. Among those who are dead, according to the Guyanese government, are the Reverend Jim Jones, the head of the fanatical California cult, his wife, and their small son. More on the story and other news in a moment.
We're in shopping, you know, if it's something that we eat and we like it, we buy it.
Mrs. Lima Locke depends on certain foods for her family.
My kids really like the Kraft macaroni and cheese, they really do. I know if it's going to get eaten, that they're going to be happy with what I'm going to give them because they like it. I think it's in the cheese flavor, too, in itself. It all gets eaten, it never goes to waste. It's easy to prepare, and it's good. I know that they're going to like it.
Kraft macaroni and cheese dinner. You know they're going to like it.
Life needs variety.
Ben Franklin, products you know, prices you like.
We bring variety.
Fisher-Price toys help children make their own fun creatively. From safe, colorful rattles to trucks even grown-ups enjoy, all Fisher-Price toys are designed to fit little hands and fire young imaginations. This Christmas, invest in creative toys by Fisher-Price at participating stores.
Discover Ben Franklin. We bring variety to life.
The shootings in Guyana apparently were carried out by members of the People's Temple who wanted to prevent some of their number from defecting and going back to the United States with the group led by Congressman Ryan. Attorney Mark Lane, who was acting as counsel for the temple, was there when the shooting broke out.
We heard people running through the brush, screaming. We also heard, about the time we heard people running, we heard maybe 15 or 20 shots.
Earlier, Lane said the cult members who died voluntarily drank poison, but this afternoon he told a different story to San Francisco station KCBS.
I believe that many of the people were forced to take the poison, and many people who did not were shot down.
Authorities in Guyana said among the dead are 82 children. President Sadat of Egypt today suggested another Camp David-style summit to try to work out the issues holding up a peace treaty with Israel. But the Egyptian leader said he will not sign a treaty unless it is linked to a timetable for establishment of Arab self-rule on the West Bank and in the Gaza Strip. The State Department said today a scientific study has found no evidence linking the Soviet Union's microwave bombardment of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow to any health problems by Americans assigned there. But officials who conducted the study were at a loss to explain the relatively high proportion of cancer deaths among women who worked at the embassy. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Averages closed up 7.88. The average price per share on the New York Stock Exchange advanced 28 cents, and the volume was 24,440,000 shares. And now this message.
Go. Go Greyhound. Go see America. Go Greyhound and see America. Go anywhere we go one way for $69 or less, or a round trip for $138 or less. Go out of state and stop as often as you like along our route. Go 7 days a week without a reservation. Go to one or more of the 14,000 places we go. Go with a company whose service is courteous and friendly. Go with a company more Americans choose over any other bus line, airline, or railway. Go anywhere we go one way for $69 or less, or round trip for $138 or less. Go see America. Go Greyhound, because we're not just low-price transportation, but good transportation at low prices.
Police in Speedway, Indiana, are looking for suspects in this weekend's killings of four young workers at a Burger Chef restaurant. About $500 were taken, and the four workers were apparently kidnapped. Their bodies were found in a woods south of Indianapolis. The latest incident of violence in the small town is making residents nervous. Bob Faw has a report.
There is no known connection between what happened here this weekend, an unsolved homicide in July, and an unsolved series of bombings in town this summer. But it is highly unusual for so much crime to occur in such a small community. Today, some of Speedway's 16,000 residents say it is just a terrible coincidence. But at the high school where one of the victims, Daniel Davis, was a quiet, well-liked student, Principal Anthony Etienne says the slayings are also a source of fear.
I heard the students say this morning, a number of them, talking about, I'll really be frightened somewhat about work tonight when I leave work, and the feeling that can happen to a person, a kind of person like Dan, that can happen to almost anyone.
Today, Burger Chef paid tribute to its slain employees and offered a $25,000 reward for the arrest and conviction of their killers. But at this point, police admit they have no firm leads and no suspects. Bob Faw, CBS News, Speedway, Indiana.
The British government today rejected a request that former President Richard Nixon be denied entry to England as an undesirable alien. Mr. Nixon is scheduled to speak at Oxford University November 30th. John Lee, a Labour Party member, had asked the Home Office to bar Mr. Nixon's visit, but that request was turned down. Now this.
Remember the last business letter you wrote? Well, between the part that began, Dear So-and-so, and the part that ended, Best Regards, you spent nearly $5. That's the standard estimate of how much it costs a business just to produce a letter. Now, if a simple business letter costs that much, imagine how much it costs to process all the other information you deal with daily. At Xerox, our business is helping you manage information, and that includes helping you manage the costs of managing information. We make electronic typing systems that help you create, edit, and store information in a fraction of the time and money of ordinary typewriters. Duplicators and computer printers that can make Xerox quality copies for just a few cents each. And computer services that give you the benefits of a computer without the expense of owning one. In fact, everything Xerox does helps you manage information. But we also provide you with an interesting side benefit. Helping you manage your money at the same time.
Members of President Carter's family are making plans for their Thanksgiving. The Carter clan is together at Camp David, Maryland on Thursday for turkey dinner and the trimmings. 25 relatives have been invited to the feast. They include the president's 80-year-old mother, Miss Lillian, and the First Lady's mother, Miss Allie. This is Doug Poling, CBS News.
And this is Beach Rogers in KNX News Central at 4:09.
Well, as you can expect on a Monday afternoon, the Santa Ana's got problems. Southbound Santa Ana at Slauson, an accident clearing. Northbound Santa Ana at Atlantic in the number one lane, we have a problem. Northbound Golden State at 4th Street, they're clearing up an earlier accident involving a big truck. Fairview on-ramp to the eastbound Garden Grove, we've had a minor accident, nobody injured in that one. And, of course, the afternoon game of bumper tag is already underway on the San Diego Freeway. Southbound, it's heavy coming out of Sepulveda Pass down to Culver, and then heavy again from Imperial to Redondo Beach. And the usual bad attack of heaviness has attacked the westbound Santa Monica, which is slow from Western to Arlington and from Washington to La Brea. Mostly cloudy tonight, chance of rain beginning around midnight, then rain likely tomorrow through Wednesday morning. Partly cloudy and locally Wednesday, windy afternoon. Cooler days, the overnight low tonight about 53. High both tomorrow and Wednesday, about 60. Chance of rain, 20% tonight, 70% tomorrow and tomorrow night. Civic Center, now 62 degrees. The high today was 64. Here in Hollywood, 59. KNX News Radio Traffic and Weather Central, 410.
Eyewitness News at 5 on 7.
I'm Barney Morris. Southern California residents fear for the lives of their relatives in Guyana. Two men survive attacks by the Skid Row Stabber. We'll look at the life of Elvis Presley. And Ted Dawson has a close-up look at Rams quarterback Pat Hayden. Tonight at 5 on Eyewitness News, just ahead of Monday Night Football.
You can be feeling better and better and better.
If you watch Dr. Art Uline's Guide to Feeling Better on Channel 7.
Much of the way we feel, good or bad, is learned. If you know how, you can control the way you feel. In fact, in just a few minutes a day, most of us can learn to be happier for the rest of our lives. Watch, and we'll help you learn all about feeling better and better and better.
Tonight and all this week, watch Channel 7's Eyewitness News at 5 or 11 p.m.
You can be feeling better and better and better.
The announcement of apparent mass suicides and the death of People's Temple founder James Jones reportedly is not triggering a similar reaction at the church's facility in San Francisco. Authorities say cult members reacted stoically to the news and indicated no plan to commit suicide. Concern comes because of a reported suicide pact, which defectors have told about. It was apparently that vow that took the lives of nearly 400 followers, including 83 children, in Jonestown, Guyana. Authorities have searched the San Francisco temple and say they have found no weapons. LAPD officials indicate they were handicapped in gathering intelligence information on Reverend Jim Jones' People's Temple. KNX News Radio reporter Alex Sullivan has that story.
Lieutenant Charles Kilgo told KNX News Radio that up until 2 years ago, Los Angeles Police Department was permitted to gather data on organizations such as People's Temple. But Kilgo says guidelines adopted in 1976 prohibited such activity on grounds that would violate First Amendment rights of freedom of religion and speech.
However, we're now in a position where we have a crime of the magnitude and the nature that's occurred, and we're getting inquiries from several levels in anticipation of possible problems in California, and we can't answer those questions because we don't have adequate intelligence. It's one of our problems. We're in the same boat that many of the members of the news media are in. We're expected to go out and find out things, yet we're put in a position of having to disclose our sources of information, sometimes in court, and it's a dilemma. And we have a great deal of sympathy for many of the members of your media that get placed in a position of having to disclose confidential sources of information. It's always been our position that nothing we have in an intelligence file is ever made public.
Lieutenant Charles Kilgo, the LAPD Public Disorder and Intelligence Division. Alex Sullivan, KNX News Radio.
KNX News Radio time.
While threatening to kill himself, Krbegovich says he doesn't intend to cooperate with the physicians. The 35-year-old Krbegovich was dubbed the Alphabet Bomber because he allegedly called the news media to threaten the planting of bombs at sites named in alphabetical sequence. Last week, Krbegovich punctuated his plea for a new attorney by punching and flattening the deputy public defender handling the case in court. This time, the defendant directed his wrath at the judge and the deputy district attorney. Krbegovich, who has spent most of the last 4 years at Atascadero State Hospital undergoing treatment, labeled the prosecutor a liar and a master of deception, and apparently upset because Judge Leslie Light would not hear motions he had prepared. Krbegovich shouted repeatedly, "I'll commit suicide tomorrow. If my motions are not heard, USOB," a term he repeated several times. John Goodman, KNX News Radio.
Two men found stabbed at the corner of 3rd and Main Streets last night may have seen the so-called Skid Row stabber. Los Angeles police now say there is a strong possibility 24-year-old Richard Ceja and 27-year-old Jose Ramirez were attacked by the killer thought responsible for 9 slayings on Skid Row since October 23rd. The two latest victims are providing descriptions of their assailant while receiving care at USC Medical Center.
I'll take it. My wife will only wear it once, but this is Christmas.
It is an original, sir.
Okay. You take Bank AmeriCard Visa?
Of course. The name Bank AmeriCard's an original, too, you know.
When Christmas is coming, use the one that's not the same.
Bank AmeriCard Visa.
Use the famous Visa with the big first name.
Bank AmeriCard Visa's the one for me, because it's backed by Bank of America. Trouble is, it makes shopping so easy, Christmas is almost fun. Humbug.
It's the one that's backed by the biggest banking name.
Bank AmeriCard Visa.
It's the famous Visa with the big first name.
Bank AmeriCard Visa not only has Bank of America behind it, it has Bank AmeriCard on top. That name's been known for over 20 years. So spend Christmas with an old friend. Bank AmeriCard Visa.
It's the famous Visa with the big first name.
The KNX Traffic and Weather Report is sponsored by Dotson. Here's Bill Keene in Traffic and Weather Central.
We have no reports as to why it is, but we hear CHP units on the scene saying the southbound harbor is unusually heavy. Southbound San Diego to the southbound Santa Ana, right at the El Toro Y. A report of some people loading office equipment, typewriters and the like, from one truck to another. CHP is on the way to investigate, but I can save them the time. That's got to be a bunch of disgruntled secretaries down there. Weather mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of rain beginning around midnight, then rain likely tomorrow through Wednesday morning. Partly cloudy and locally windy Wednesday afternoon. Two in a row I do on that one, Beach. Meantime, it looks like a tolerable turkey day. Cooler days, the overnight low tonight about 53, the high both tomorrow, and again on Thursday near 60. The chance of rain 20% tonight, 70% tomorrow and tomorrow night. Today's high temperature was 64, currently...